The report comes as a May 31st deadline looms for comments on the EPA's assessment of the Bristol Bay watershed. That scientific document may determine the future of the Pebble Mine, and it looks pretty damning. It says even in a best-case scenario with no leaks or failures, the sprawling mine would destroy up to 90 miles of salmon streams and up to 4,800 acres of wetlands. People who depend on Bristol Bay for their livelihood are worried.
We really cannot risk what we have here in Bristol Bay to a giant open pit mine and the profits of two foreign mining companies.
That's Catherine Carscollen, who grew up working on her parents' fishing boat in Bristol Bay and now captains one of her own. She spoke on a conference call publicizing the report. She says the wealth generated by Southwest Alaska's salmon runs has helped generations of young people pay for college.
We don't have a lot of industries like this that are still accessible to my generation. And I really don't see how the Pebble Mine could be allowed to trump a sustainable industry like we have.
Also on the call was the vice president of Seattle's Trident Seafood, which has been working Bristol Bay since the mid-70s and employs hundreds of people there every season. And Jonathan Hillstrand, the captain of the Discovery Channel's Deadliest Catch, said he's offended that the project wasn't called off after his community voted it down in a referendum a year and a half ago. But that was a narrow victory. Many political leaders in Alaska support the mine, arguing it would bring good jobs and improved infrastructure. Some are calling on the EPA to withdraw its assessment, which the agency is expected to finalize by the end of this year. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.